welcome back to Bold and Body. This is Wesley.
Hello, motherfucker.
My co-hosts, Maddie and Lena D, decided to quit the show. No, I'm just playing. No, they didn't do that. Maddie and Lena D, Maddie been caught up with work a lot. So much so that she had to miss like our recording stuff. And that's cool because work pays the bills. And Lena D is in a similar boat where we had like a mini vacation. Like as soon as she got back, got hit up with a whole ton of work. So I decided to do something that had been on the docket for a little while. When I say this, it's like I wanted to do something for all of us where we would share like some close stories about certain subjects. Not necessarily like we would choose how deep or how far reaching they go. For me, I was thinking about a whole bunch of topics that I want to talk about, which whether it was, you know, relationships, or I had one idea floating around. That might be my next thing that I do, but it won't be this time because it's a bit of on a personal side. But in this kind of like story time with Wesley, I guess that's what I'll call it, I wanted to, you know, talk about money and thank you. And as I get to the story, you'll understand why money and thank you go hand in hand. So here we are. So this is, I'm in college. We're talking 2006, 2007. Not a senior, but I'm like a sophomore, junior-ish kind of person. I just switched schools or whatever. Money was tight. I mean, money was super tight. Don't get me wrong. I had a job, but I had a job that just kept me broke. There are levels to being like broke. There's broke, and then there's like broke, bro. Like you're in straits for money. Like you about to suck some. Nah, I'm just like, nah, not that broke, but yeah. Like you ever have the feeling that you're working to a point where you're not really even getting by? Like after bills and stuff, you look at your account, you're just like, man, what the hell I've been doing at work for these last couple of weeks, because my paycheck still looks the same. My account looked the same before I got paid and after I got paid. So yeah, so the first story is I knew I was super broke where I was taking this class, and this is a computer class. As you guys know, I'm in IT. If you guys didn't know, I am in IT. So there are, especially for like infrastructure, like computer type of roles, like where you get your hands dirty. I'm not saying that programmers don't get their hands dirty. I'm just saying like in the literal sense, like I'm getting my hands dirty, you know, digging in people's computers and stuff like that. And there are exams out there. So in these exams, one exam is called the A+ exam. And the A+ exam is really like it's a two-part exam. It's made by CompTIA. And there's a hardware part and then there's a software part. So one of the class thing, one of the I guess you would say the tasks for the class was to get your A+ certification. What ended up happening was that, you know, during, you know, I'm doing my thing, you know, I'm working and, no, at this point, I was not working. What ended up happening was that I was taking class and I was saving, you know, I had saved my money from, you know, from my last summer internship. So this is the fall semester from my last summer internship. I had saved money, but there was an emergency that had happened where I had to deplete most of my resources, because money is kind of a resource. I depleted most of my resources, you know, to, you know, paying for this emergency. This emergency was not by me. This was a family emergency, and I just ended up, I would say that about, if I had saved $6,000 from the summer, I must have ran through about 5,200 of that 6,000. So I'm just giving you an example of, you know, like in monetary value, how much I had to spend. Mind you, I didn't have a job at that time. I wasn't working at the computer help desk at my school. So money was super tight. I mean, like, again, I was broke. Luckily for me, I had a meal plan in school, which So the way the meal plan worked in my school was that they gave you a certain amount of meals for the week, and they gave you a little bit of cash. So for me, it was good because, you know, I had the little bit of cash, and then a little bit of cash that lasts you the entire semester. But the 18 meals was it was pretty constant. So I think it was 18 or is it 21? I want to say it was 21. It doesn't matter. But the meals were like constant every day. It was like a everyday thing. Every day you had three meals or four meals, depending on, you know, whatever the meal plan structure was at the time. And then you had a little bit of cash. So I was good on like the food end. But when it came to like, you know, getting certain supplies like pens and pencils and, you know, thankfully, like for me, you know, I was in that age where they were transitioning from being less of a paper pen model to like a, you know, using Blackboard as like the model for learning and all that good stuff. So in that respect, I was good. What else? In terms of like getting books, I got my books beforehand. So before this emergency happened, so I was good. But it was this test that I was worried about. So now think about this. I have $600. Now it has to last me the rest of the semester, and this emergency happened. I started school around August, and it ends in December, like a normal semester. But this emergency happened in like the middle of September. So mind you, like think about, I have like $600 or whatever, however many dollars I have left for the entire semester. So so needless to say, I was a little bit irresponsible in the beginning with the money that I had left. But towards the end, I tried to save up. But again, it wasn't enough because I had, you know, I have to buy things like soap, you know, food inside my dorm room because, you know, God forbid that, you know, I have late night munchies. I have to buy certain things or whatever. And I was really good about, you know, spending as little as I could. But it came to a point where I really needed to pay for this exam, you know, so I could pass it, so I can get my A, so I can move on. So this is around the time where me and Lena D, we were kind of together, not kind of, but we were together, but it was in the beginning. And, you know, like, I don't know about other guys, but for me, you know, asking your lady for money is not exactly, you know, especially in the beginning of the relationship, you don't want to come off like that. But finally, you know, because me and my aunt at the time had a falling out and I couldn't really rely on family like that. And at the time, I really wasn't talking to Maddie. Nothing between us had happened. I just didn't have Maddie's number that I reached out to Lena D. And, you know, I was just like, hey, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I just want to take this test. I want to pass it and this, that, whatever. And, you know, because if I don't take the test, like, you know, even if I attempted to take the test and I failed it, because it's a task, it wouldn't affect my grade per se. But if I didn't take the test at all, that was going to be a problem. But lo and behold, and remember that I said before that this test was two parts. One was hardware, one was software. Part one and two were $150 a piece. This is $300 at that time. This was November going into December. I had maybe like $260. So she spotted me. She spotted me the other $150 because she felt that I would probably need the extra, you know, boost to help me out until the end of the semester. You know, so I took the test. I passed it. And what was good about those tests at that time, because they changed some of the stuff in 2011, was that it's a lifetime certification. So back then, CompTIA had lifetime certifications. And, you know, I am lifetime certified. I've grandfathered into it after they changed the rule. So it was a good feeling to know that, you know, I had somebody there to kind of hold me down when it came to stuff with money. In that respect. So, next story is, you know, Now I have to take another course, and in this course, it's the Network Plus certification exam, also by CompTIA. Now, this was a little different because, you know, now I have a little money coming in. This is the spring semester, and I still hadn't really fully recovered from in the fall semester, because I had taken classes throughout the winter so I could get out of school a little bit sooner. So I hadn't really fully recovered. I had to take out some loans to take those two courses, and it's the spring semester now. And now because I had been interviewed in the fall semester for the Open Help Desk position. Now it's spring and life is good, and I'm great. It's great. Now, you know, I had budgeted throughout the fall semester to pay for things like my even when I had the emergency, to pay for cell phone bills and stuff and all that good stuff, and to take care of kind of like the necessities, that in the spring semester now I had a little bit of income coming in, but I was just functionally a broke person. So what I mean is that, like, I would get paid and it would go to the cell phone bill, and it would go to supplies that I needed for school. That I was taking certain classes that I had to spend a little bit of money on because I needed extra help, or, you know, I needed a subscription to something which would enable me to kind of pass the class and all that good stuff. So here comes the spring semester, and I take a class again that requires that. I have to the same professor that I take the Network Plus exam from CompTIA. Ugh, again, here we go. And this exam at that point was $275. So again, I'm now a functionally just broke person. I can't rely on the little savings that I had, because again, I had to spend it on emergency from the fall semester. And now I'm just like functionally a broke person. Now I have to spend money on food and things of that nature, buy food and pay certain things like bills and stuff. And mind you, this is, you know, people say, oh, it's your cell phone bill. Like, what do you mean? Back then, plans didn't work like the way plans work now. Back then, they had certain things called anytime minutes, and they were expensive. These plans were expensive as hell, to a point where, like, and all my old heads who are listening to this know this, like, if you needed to call me, you had to call me after 9. Anything that you call me during the day for had to be an emergency, because, you know, after 9 was like free minutes. Like, you could call me after 901, you can call me and talk about whatever you want. Between the hours of freaking 6 o'clock a.m. and 8:59 p.m., don't call me unless it's an emergency. I didn't want to talk to you unless I was doing interviews for, like, internships. None of that. Call me at 901. Life is good. And I said 901 because they might charge you at 9 o'clock. So I would say, look, hit me up then. Even text messages, like, they used to have this thing, like, and this is how plans would work, cell phone plans, and this is how they would get people. And I tried to make it as cheap as possible, where, like, they would charge you for text messaging, you know, they would charge you for media messaging, which is getting pictures and stuff. It was sometimes 5 cents a minute, or 5 cents a text, or 10 cents a text, depending on, like, the type of message. And they would charge you for sending and receiving sometimes. Some plans did this stuff. Shit. So I wasn't about that life. It was until, like, you know, they started making data a little bit, bandwidth a little bit more affordable, that I started getting on, like, the text thing or whatever. But if you texted me, I wasn't texting you back. Like, I had blocked text messaging on my phone, and it was like that for a long time. So, and I remember paying $80 something for this plan. So it was that. And then it was like, I had to make trips to Walmart. I thank my boy Jade, because Jade had a car, and, man, like, this guy would always make these Walmart trips, and I would get on with him. I'd pay him, like, I spot him, like, you know, $5 in gas money or $10 in gas money because it's the next town over, you know, and he's driving. So I figure, you know, spot him a little bit of money, whatever, get some of the food that I need to get some of, like, you know, like soap, like all the like toothpaste, like shit like that. Like, people take it and take advantage of the fact that, you know, you're not getting paid like that and whatever. So I'm getting paid like $7 an hour. Like, people right now like fighting for $15 an hour, and I think that's great. But I was getting paid like five. I think it was $6.50 or $7 an hour. So this wasn't a lot of money. When I say I was a functionally broke person, I mean a functionally just broke. And I mean there were levels to how broke people were, and I'm telling you, I made enough just to make sure that I got by. But when this exam came up, because it was only a one part exam, it was $275, I was like, yo, that there's no way I'm gonna be able to pay for this and like afford to get food, afford to get like toiletries and things like, you know, basic human things, and, you know, pay my cell phone bill, and, you know, because I had a credit card at the time that I refused to use, and it wasn't gonna happen. So, you know, at this point now, I'm in contact with Maddie, and I'm like, hey, Maddie, like, this, whatever, blah blah blah, like, I'm broke, da da da, this is what's going on, I need to take this exam, blah blah blah. Maddie, like the true G that she is, went to Western Union that same moment. Called me and was just like, go to your local Western Union and get the money, and so you can pay for this exam, so you can pass that bitch, okay? And I was just like, all right, cool. And I was like, you know, how much do I owe you? And she's like, you get me whenever you can, but the point of the matter is that, you know, you need to pass the exam so like you can get put on your career, blah blah blah. I'm like, thanks, Manny, whatever. So I go in, I take the exam, pass it. You know, I paid Maddie back eventually. I paid Lena D back eventually. I've always paid my boy Jade for all the trips and rides. As a matter of fact, me and Jade still talk to this day. My boy Jared, who, you know, at the time Lena D had graduated, was living in Cincinnati. He would take me to Rochester's airport or whatever, because I was going to school upstate New York. He would take me to Rochester, to the airport or whatever, you know, come pick me up, drop me off at school. And this is like some hour and a half journey from my school to Rochester International Airport. Definitely want to give him thanks. Of course, Maddie, and of course, Lena D. Shit, if it wasn't for all four of these people in some way, shape or form, and there are more people that I'm going to shout out, like, I don't think that I'd be like doing this podcast, or I don't think I would have gotten ahead as much as I did in my career without them giving me kind of like the beginning, you know, beginning kicks in the ass, or helping me out with money, or in one case, in Jade's case, kind of helping me out with actually like getting food and stuff, because there was at some point during that second semester where I was just like, man, like, I'm like fucking poor as fuck. And like, I remember Jade just coming up and saying, hey, here's a little bit of, hey, I'm going to spot you a little bit of cash. Here's a little food on the side, so that way you guys can keep going or whatever. So, yeah. And what else? Who else do I want to give a shout out to? Because I feel like there's a lot more people that I'm just, you know, I reference these four people immediately because, you know, immediately, like, they've been just, you know, there, and they've been just like a constant, just, you know, they've had a constant presence there when it came to money. Lena D's parents also, you know, they're always like, whenever we had like breaks and stuff, I'd go see Lena D's parents or whatever. Because I would stay at school mostly, but, you know, hauling it down from Long Island, not from Long Island, but from where I'm at in upstate New York to Long Island, that's like 6.5-7 hours, what they would do is that they would like make a ton of food, like I mean a busload of food, and I would trek that up there, and I swear that that food would last me like weeks. So definitely want to give them a shout out. Who else? That I feel like I'm missing so much other people. I said Maddie, of course. There's Jared, there's Jade. There's not a lot of people in my family that I want to give like shout outs to, because Maddie is like the one that really sticks out the most when it come in terms of like, you know, giving help or giving support where support was needed. You know, we joke around on the podcast, but you know, me and her are like brother and sister. Like she's my sister, you know, she's my sister, you know, she's 2 years younger than I am. So she's definitely my sister. Like, and you know, whenever Maddie's been like, yo, I need some help, blah, 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 I'm like, what you need help for, not even what you need help for. Like, it's just like how much you need. And that's it. Like, you don't even got to tell me what it's for. Like, you know that the big brother, aka big cousin, got it. So, yeah. And yeah, like, I know sometimes the story is like this, you know, when you're real broke, it's when you really see like the people who come out of the shadow, like that really want to help you out. And it's true. Like, just because like I didn't have the support of my aunt because we had had a falling out based on a person who I was dating a couple years before me and Lena D had made it official. So I just didn't want all that energy in my life at that point. And to be quite frank, I just didn't want her help because I knew that her help came with, you know, associated baggage. It came with stipulations, and you know, I know some people have that kind of family member, you know, who you reach out to ask them for help, especially from like a monetary resources point of view, and it always comes with some kind of stipulations, and it comes with like some kind of, you know, extra things that wasn't really said or ever really agreed upon. So yeah. Yeah, like I definitely wanted to give a shout out to those two, as in Lena D and Maddie, as well as Jane, as well as Jared. There's a couple of other people now. There's Travis, there's Tom, there's Q, who else? There's Larry. There's a bunch of other people who were there, you know, that when it came down to it, you knew that they were going to get down for you. So if you have somebody like that in your life, definitely keep them around, because those people tend to be the source of your inspiration, that source of strength that you need to get through a particular situation, whether it's super dire or whatever the case may be. You know that they'll be there for you. So that's my story. I don't like, that's not exactly one of the most funny stories, but it's always like it for me. Whenever I think of people in my life, I always think whether or not in the lowest parts of my life will they be around. It's probably one of the reasons why I do have very few friends, because, you know, I've seen what kind of character a lot of so-called friends are, and they're not friends. Like they'll jump ship immediately, and then once you're good again, they'll get right back on that ship and just be like, hey, what's up, what's good, blah blah blah. So yeah, I figured I would, you know, get a little story time action in there, and yeah. So if you like what you heard, please, you know, follow us on Facebook, listen on Spreaker or on iTunes or on Spotify, because we're on Spotify now, and or check us out on our website, boldandbody.com. All right, this is Wesley signing out.